You're on 981-2 and M. It's time to talk some technology. Now, Star Trek fans will know that when you watch that show, everyone speaks English because of what they call the Universal Translator. Well, now science fiction is coming to life, and Jeff Quattromani is going to tell us all about it. Bonjour, Jeffrey.
Au revoir. I am out of my depth already.
I have tried to teach myself French in the past in using a tape in my car, but unfortunately it didn't get to a great deal of success, so we can't test this thoroughly. But we're talking about you and me could have a conversation and it could translate one of us from a foreign language to English.
Yeah, absolutely. So imagine, for example, I mean, I have a Maltese background and my grandmother still lives in Malta, but we don't talk very often on the phone because she has so much trouble understanding English. I'm terrible at speaking Maltese, but this new service that Optus has offered is essentially saying we can put a live translator in between. Now, this is a computer generation. It's not an actual person, where I could speak English down the phone and it could be translated in the native language of the person that you're speaking to, so they hear it in their language. And then when they talk back to you in their language, you hear it back in English. And it's all done live to try and give you that feeling that it's still a normal phone call, so you don't have that huge lag between it as well.
That's amazing. So the voice, does it sound like Stephen Hawking?
It is. So it's actually using the Google Translate technology. So I imagine that it's going to sound just like when you have a conversation with your Google Smart Speaker or your Google Assistant.
Oh.
In the way that it talks back. So it still has a human voice, but it's going to still sound not like the person you're talking to, at least.
So who's got this on offer?
Optus have it at the moment as a beta, so they're doing it on trial. So if you're an Optus customer and you have a scenario like this, you can talk to them and it's free to sign up as part of this particular call translate trial. But I think this will start to come to everything. I think it may actually start happening on our phones, or we'll start at least seeing Telstra and Vodafone offer this soon as well. It just makes sense.
It also has some very interesting applications, and this might seem a touch far-fetched, but we all know that a number of companies utilise call centres offshore, and the English of those people isn't exactly brilliant. So they could actually speak in their native language. It then gets translated to English so that we can have a more normal conversation.
That's a really good suggestion, actually, and I quite like that because it takes the nervousness or the prediction out of the conversation. You don't have to worry about am I translating correctly? Am I saying it in that language properly? You just say it how you think you're supposed to, and as long as the translator is actually doing a good job, then you should actually hear exactly what they're intending to tell you as well. And look, for me, I'd love to use it when I order at foreign restaurants as well, because if I can order my meal in their language, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it right every time, whereas we don't have to worry about anything being mispronounced or ordered incorrectly.
And there's also the added benefit that we can have more normal Australian conversations with Americans, because surely there's a translator from Australian to American so they understand what we're talking about, given we shorten everything.
I love that idea. And even if we can automatically translate metric to imperial as well, that'd be great.
That would be a fantastic concept. So how do we utilise this?
So effectively, once the service is applied to your number, you would need to inform that this particular contact you talk to in Hindi or Mandarin, Russian, whatever the languages that are currently supported. And then whenever you make that phone call, it will intervene and start doing the work for you. So obviously it's on a contact by contact basis because you don't really want it to translate every conversation that you're having. But yes, if you're someone who has relatives or friends that do speak another language, and maybe that has been a barrier, talk to Optus at this point and they'll be able to enable it for you. It's free to use.
Jeff, I started off by talking about the fact that Star Trek have had this particular facility, you know, ever since they created it. But do you find that this is where the great ideas come from? Essentially, our imagination and then engineers and smart people come together and go, actually, you know what? What you thought of is not so far-fetched. Let's give it a run.
It's completely true. If you think about hoverboards, if you think about cars that you can talk to, most technologies tend to be inspired from movies, and I'm not upset with that at all. There's some great technology on the way, if that's the case.
Well, I'm looking forward to what is going to be coming up next, and I'm also looking forward to calling someone from France that I don't know and just having a conversation with them now that I can utilise this service. Jeff, thank you very much. Arrivederci.
Thanks for having me.